Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
There is many a wonderful occasion to enjoy a portion of fish and chips. Friday, traditionally the day for fish, so anywhere on that day will do. By the seaside also seems to be popular. But how about on board a steam train? A few times a year, Busy Lizzie's in Skipton teams up with the Bolton Abbey and MC Steam Railway to bring you a fish and chip Dale's Dining Special. And I went along to find out more.
I'm Rob, and I've been a volunteer here for 20 years. I'm actually the vice chairman, which is a recent title. I'm actually a fireman. Most of my time here, I suppose, is firing the steam engines.
So what is it that we're going to be doing today?
Well, it's a unique experience, really. I mean, you can get fish and chips anywhere, but, you know, we've got Busy Lizzie's on board, and they do provide the best fish and chips around here, bar none. And then, obviously, we combine that great food with, you know, a great experience. The steam train, you know, it's unique. You know, the smells and the spirit and the atmosphere and the fact that you've been served by volunteers. You know, we're all here to enjoy ourselves as well. And we've put a lot of time and effort into preparing the tray and giving a first-class service. You know, so it's not just fish and chips. It's, you know, the tablecloths, the antimacassars, you know, behind you on the seats. And there's a nice drink. And obviously, there's a great atmosphere here for people to enjoy. It's not just fish and chips. It really is it's a first-class a premium dining event.
How old did you say some of these trains are? Hundreds or over 100?
Some of them will be over 100 years old. Some of the coaches are definitely over 100 years old. We have some, you know, wooden Edwardian and early Victorian coaches. Some of the steam engines are probably about 60 or 70 years old. Yeah, I think if I recall correctly, the one that's pulling us tonight there, I think that's an 1890s engine. Yeah.
So, speaking of which, it's time to meet the people in charge of that engine for the Busy Lizzie's trip on the Bolton Abbey and MC Steam Railway tonight. To the engine room.
Hi, my name's Nick Mitchell. I'm volunteer fireman here at the MC Railway. First thing to know is it's over 120 years old. It was made to work in the South Wales valleys, and this particular engine is made for hauling passenger trains mainly, branch lines up and down the Welsh valleys, and occasionally coal trains as well. Beautiful engine.
Yeah.
It's really well looked after, and it's just a pleasure to work on.
And people who are listening on the radio can't visualise this, but it is exactly how I'd imagine. There are a lot of levers, a lot of wheels, a lot of metal.
Yeah.
There is a huge fire going on and a lot of coal. Is it a shoveling the coal in kind of job?
It is, yeah, but it's a bit of art as well as the science that goes into it. It's not just bung the coal through the door. The fire has to be a particular shape in order to make enough steam and to make the heat in the right way. So basically what this is a great big kettle. We've got a big tube full of water. It fires sort of at one end of it. That's heating the water, boiling it, turning it into steam. And that's the energy to move the cylinders to make the train go.
Tell me a little bit about your love of trains. You must have a big passion for it.
Yeah, I certainly have. Since I was tiny, I've loved trains. And it was one of my lifelong dreams to get involved in steam trains. I don't do this for a living. I'm a lecturer at UCLan in Preston. I teach computer science by day. And at the weekend, I come here and shovel coal, which is about as far from the day job as I can get. But you probably tell from the big smile on my face which one I enjoy most.
Starting the journey with a glass of Prosecco, in true style, the steam train sets off before fresh portions of fish and chips are dropped off directly to the train by Busy Lizzie's and served to everyone on board. Complete, of course, with as much salt, vinegar and tartar sauce as you like. Heaven. And as a special treat on that particular day, on the back of the train was a very special carriage indeed. One of the official carriages for Queen Victoria, which recently made an appearance on Channel 4.
I'm Stephen Middleton, and this is Queen Victoria's Golden Jubilee Saloon from 1885.
My name is Tilly Middleton. I'm the wife of Stephen Middleton.
So tell me the story from the beginning then. How did you come across this train, or when you found it, actually it was a sort of a shell of the carriage, and how have you transformed it to what it is today?
It was withdrawn in 1930 and it became a house for a gamekeeper. Now, a gamekeeper got another carriage and he knocked out all that wall and a bit down there and put a tin roof over it, and he lived there quite happily till the 1980s. It was being demolished, and a local railway stopped it from being burned, but there was so much work required, they didn't restore it any further. I ended up buying it about 12 years ago, and a lot of the parts have gone missing or have gone to auction, and so it was wrapped up in Bolton Abbey Station car park until Channel 4 came up with a project that really I couldn't turn down.
And how did you find out what the carriage should be like? Because it was so long ago, it's not like somebody can say, oh, well, this wall was this colour and this seat was like that. How did you research what was the right thing to do?
The great thing is about carriages is there's generally enough left in them to give you a clue of what it looked like. For instance, we see the wall over here, and this is the genuine pattern. And I managed to copy that with something similar on the opposite wall. There's enough photographs and enough descriptions of royal coaches that you can get an idea of getting it right.
And how has it been on the telly?
I'm very nervous. I haven't watched this episode 4 on the Channel 4 yet because I just worried I didn't perform very well. I didn't.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fabulous. You got it recorded though, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have. Okay. Thank you.
There's always plenty going on the Bolton Abbey and MC Steam Railway, but the fish and chip Dale's dining experience with Busy Lizzie's is definitely one of the favourites. So much so, in fact, that extra dates have been added this year. On the 8th of September, the 15th of September and the 6th of October, get on board with Busy Lizzie's fish and chips in Skipton and the Steam Train. You can find out more and book to join in online.
Busy Lizzie's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.